Now, however, there's also, that might be perceived the negative kind of way in which they have had to react. But there's also a far more positive way of, you know, response that they've had to make that centers more around the question of how they themselves must define themselves individually and as a group, and how they must move on those things that they deem central to their self-interest. And I would think that this probably has greater priority and precedence in their thinking than the negative, you know, aspect that I perhaps just now tried to illuminate. And that is the question of what do we do to preserve the kinds of things that we want to have, you see. If everybody's going to concerts to listen to Lawrence Welk, and we feel like digging Stevie Wonder and John Coltrane, just exactly what do we do? These are real questions. And the relationships between whites and blacks in this country, if not marked by naked hostility and racism, has been marked by more subtle hostility and perhaps more subtle and invidious kinds of violence to the person. That is that black people always have to be defined from perceptions that are peculiar to whites, that come out of the experience and the sensibility of whites. They have to be defined by the value systems and lifestyles of whites, which often does tremendous violence to the person and the humanity of black people. That is to say, we've said a long time, again, dealing with the ideal, that the ideal situation is a state in which black people don't exist. At least that is, we don't see them in terms of noticing that they have any color. So we say the thing that we want is a society where people are colorblind. I mean, you've got people walking around a lot with sunshades on all the time. You see. And this is a total, you know, violation and total, you know, ignoring basic kinds of cultural dimensions of this society, important, you know, cultural structures in this society. But anyway, one said, we're going to deal with this situation. We want to see that people are totally colorblind. Well, the response of black people are very simple. Such an argument does not deal with the nature of the question. The nature of the question is that one refuses to acknowledge differences among people for the simple fact that in their own mind, the difference must beget some sort of negative connotation. That differences somehow must have negative implications. So rather than deal with that question, you say, well, what I'm going to do is not see people and see their differences. And we're saying you're not dealing with the question. And you only can begin to deal with the question when you begin to see people and see them as they are and make sure that your responses are not of the negative sort that they have been historically in this country. And it's only then when you begin to do that you can even begin to start talking about any viable and respectable and honorable relationships among blacks and whites, Mexicans, and anybody else in this society. You have the society and each individual has to deal with the question of those kinds of factors that leads them to respond to differences categorically and on all kinds of racist assumption that gives vent to all kinds of prejudices that also lead then to discrimination and all other kinds of liabilities that the minority or that the people who have the differences supposed to are made victims of. So black people say, this is the thing that whites have to deal with it. And their inability to deal with that question tries to put us in a position where somehow our being black is supposed to be a liability for us. And we can't accept that any longer. Plain and simple, we cannot accept that any longer. Furthermore, what people on the earth want to be invisible? And we certainly don't want to be the first. You know, that we want to be seen. Not only do we want to be seen and to be heard, because we have a lot to say. You know, we got an expression in the ghetto called rap. You know, and that had a lot to do with why Rap Brown is called rap. Because black people have a lot to say and they've got a way to say it. You know, and they like to rap, so they feel they have a lot to say. And they're saying that there's a whole lot about them to see. You know, and that has to do with the business and it has little to do with the questions of man tan, see. They want to be seen. And they're saying there's a lot that they have to give and that they themselves want to preserve as black people. That they're no longer reacting to long, you know, history in this country of the kind of negative and pejorative evaluations of the history and the ancestry of black people. Like one guy sent me something saying, I guess it proves no matter how much you educate him and how much you talk to him, you can't do much to make sense out of the apes who swing from the trees. Now, our problem is that's his problem. You understand? And what we're moving to say is that if white people want to be continually afflicted by Tarzan, that's their luxury. We're not dealing with that question anymore. And so black people say that there is the thing that they have, there's the whole question of their own heritage, of their own peculiarity, that they want to preserve, and that they are now going to determine to project.